This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
It's working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. We do a podcast. That's what the guy just said. Tom Izzo. So it's been about a week and a half. We're back. What's up, Al?
That's right, Jerry. You wanted me to remind you about, let me see how I wrote this down.
Oh, what was that about?
Well, you wanted me to remind you of something, and I sent myself a note
probably
on my
from
phone.
The trip.
Yeah, it was something about the trip. It was something about people or something.
Was it about the tattoos?
Hold on,
the way people dress.
This is what I wrote down. I'll let you know what I wrote down on my note.
Yeah.
And then I wrote down large people and what people wear and tattoos.
No, not specifically large people.
All right.
No, not at all. This would be what I would say. So in Florida all week, you see people from everywhere, as you can imagine. And this is what I don't understand. The spandex pants on women.
Yes.
You want to wear them, go for it. Now there's a nude-colored spandex pants. So I don't even know if it's new, but this was...
You've discovered.
Everywhere. To where the first few times I saw it, I took a double take because I thought the girl was nude.
You thought there was a woman walking around the park nude.
It looked like not wearing anything.
All right.
The other thing is, when you wear that and you don't have a shirt covering your rear end,
yeah,
you're calling attention to yourself, whether you want to or not. So when guys are looking at you, you can't make dirty faces at them.
Like, why are you looking at my tight pants butt?
Or, in another case... You know how you're on lines at all these
theme
parks? Every line we went on, there would be someone, specifically a female. I mean, it could be a guy too, but in these cases, they were females that were wearing like bra tops with everything just out.
Cleavage out.
And so it was funny to me. And I even made note to my wife. She started to watch too, because in this one specific case, the girl was shooting like eye daggers to the guys that were looking. What do you expect? When you put that on and you look like you're wearing lingerie as opposed to being out, yeah, guys are going to look. I don't know. I found it amazing. And I should
right.
know.
Not this at this point, you shouldn't. This is what we do as a society. Would you say, Jerry, that when you were walking around a theme park in Orlando where people were vacationing, would you say most people fit in the normal category, the very fit and attractive category, or the obese category?
Obese.
More so than regular.
Yeah, I would say the majority of people are overweight.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's hard to actually find, you know, so if I'm at a pool that's got like 300 people, you know, a gigantic pool and there's chairs.
Big pool, Jerry.
There
public
are.
Pool.
Where we were, this really very large area. It was hard to find people that were in shape. That is true, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the children. I'm talking about adults. Most are heavy.
Yeah.
Most are tatted up like crazy.
The tattoos and the heaviness.
Oh, yeah. There was a girl that was at Universal. You could tell she's beautiful. She's a really pretty girl. But she had tattoos up her neck into like her hair. And then she had, when she turned around, you saw the side profile, really pretty, and then walked around her the other way, and her whole right side of her face had tattoo writing on it, all the way up on her cheeks, And then one, I don't think she had one on her eyelid, but one went over her right eye. I'm like, wow, like just a beautiful girl. And you like that? That's great. I was just surprised when I saw it.
I wonder if you took a poll of people 24 and under.
Okay.
Let's say 18 to 24,
mm-hmm.
that six-year period. Do most have a tattoo?
That's a good,
I need one tattoo to count, Jerry.
I can tell you in my family.
Yeah.
That's probably the age my nieces and nephews got them, yeah.
18 to 24?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. My niece has a few, maybe even more than a few. My nephew has a good hand. Yeah, I mean, and they probably all got them in their early 20s, and if not, mid-20s. So if you extend that range to
28.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, if you go that 18 to 28 range.
10-year period, Jerry.
Then I would say yes. I would say the majority do.
Yeah.
I do, yeah. I would say so.
I would say so as well.
Very popular. But I don't know. It's just the and then I saw someone tweeted something about Valerie Bertinelli apologizing for pushing, you know, Jenny Craig in a diet culture. Like, what is wrong with trying to be healthy?
Yeah, no, it's weird. We're in a weird spot now where they, you know, the popular culture is now trying to make it seem good to be overweight.
Which, if you want to live your life that way, that's fine. From at least my experience, I can't speak for you or anybody else. In my experience, anyone I've come across in my circle, if you will, that's heavy doesn't want to be. And it's
they
a
don't
struggle.
Want to be heavy, yeah.
They don't. And it's a struggle for them. And they try different things. It's not a matter of trying to, you know, be emaciated and weigh 90 pounds. It's you want to live a healthier life so you can live a longer life. Anything beyond that, I don't know what you'd be criticizing. I really don't. Like, what's next? Are we going to go after gyms?
But it's weird.
I don't understand.
Like, even, well, first we saw, like, Sports Illustrated had the plus size model. I forget her name. Ashley something.
Okay. I don't know who.
But that was a couple years ago. And then, like, Victoria's Secret is switching over to.
Okay.
I don't want to say plus size. You know, nowadays it's, although you know what? Nowadays it's not plus size. Nowadays it's average size.
Okay.
You know, it's like a weird thing. Like and it is unhealthy, but yeah. You can't say that anymore or you will be criticized
right,
for
and you're not
something.
Fat shaming anybody. Like I'll always say if you're happy, I'm really awesome. But like I said, most people I've come across that way are not happy.
Yeah.
And it's also, you want to live as long as you can. You don't want to stress your heart out. You don't want to put, I don't know.
Well, what's weird, too, is like, and I started, like, taking notice of this. When you go food shopping.
Yeah.
There are so many terrible items.
Yeah.
Like, there's now a peanut butter M&M peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
And all these cereals, there's, like, Dunkin' Donuts cereal.
Yeah. We're addicted to sugar.
It's insane.
It sure is. How about, so I went to Dunkin' Donuts every morning for coffee when I was away, and I ordered on the app, and so I went in the first time, and they screwed up my order, and I only knew because when I got in the car, I took a sip of the cup, and whoa, it was like, reminded me of the days of Light and Sweet, which I told you, that's how I started drinking coffee and didn't realize until I saw them dumping the sugar in what I was drinking. So I went back in, I said, I ordered a coffee with milk and one Splenda. This is not that. And the woman said, oh, I'm sorry about that. And whatever, she made me. The other thing, as soon as I got my cup, another person came in with mine and said, I ordered with four Splendas and cream. I'm like, oh my God, four Splendas and heavy cream? That's not healthy.
That's
you can't
nice,
drink that
coffee.
Every day.
Suck it down, Jerry.
But we do. We were addicted to sugar and sweetness.
We sure are. Jerry, there's a doctor on TikTok who calls himself he calls himself Dick Doc instead of TikTok.
Jesus.
And he offers advice on...
You follow him?
On penis and things. No, I will now.
I know you will.
I didn't know...
Have you called him yet?
Dick Doc on TikTok. But he says that as we age, our penises shrink.
Have you found that?
I don't think it's shrunk. I think it's always been this size. Sadly. Yeah.
You never tried extends?
No, never tried to extend.
Were you ever tempted to try extends?
No, those pills I feel like are all fugazi.
Oh, gee, found that out.
Dr. Dick Doc says penises shrink with age, just like how you lose volume in your face and neck. I've definitely got the neck situation.
Well, you also don't eat.
Down below, you'll lose girth and you'll also lose length if you're rarely using it.
Mm, okay.
It's a use it or lose it type of deal.
No kidding.
Wow. So the less you use your ween, the smaller
it
will get.
The more you lose.
Wow.
This is from Dick Doc.
Dick Doc on TikTok. That's interesting, Jerry.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, come on.
What's that, Eddie?
Eddie just walked in.
Eddie's like, we'll have that tomorrow.
As if he wouldn't have heard it anyway. Yeah. But geez. Ay, ay, ay.
I'm somewhat interested. Like, should I be on TikTok following different fun? There seem to be fun things on TikTok.
I feel too old for it.
Me too.
And I also feel like if we get on now, it's already past us. What's I need to know what's next.
Right. No, we couldn't get on to try to get followers on TikTok.
You mean just to, right, I got
just
you.
To see. I want to see sometimes what's going on. Although I think like the good things on TikTok wind up on Twitter and Instagram.
Probably.
Anyway.
Probably.
Although I got to say the handle Dick Doc on TikTok is pretty good.
Pretty catchy.
Pretty good, Jerry.
Hey, good for you.
Hey, good for you. What other stories do I have? Well, let me see what order I want to
do. I hope you came to more to the table with more than that.
Okay, here we go. This is a woman posted on Twitter, and set Twitter abuzz, Jerry. A woman posted on Twitter saying that eating free restaurant bread is tacky. What are your thoughts? Will you eat bread when it comes to the table?
Yes.
Me too.
Especially depending on... Now, listen.
I will limit...
Some restaurants are better than others.
Yeah.
But I love the restaurant bread. That's why I'm fat. That's why I'm heavy. I love bread.
Nothing better than restaurant bread.
I really enjoy with the oil.
Oh,
and the little spice they put in
the
oil.
Yeah, I love the oil thing.
That's awesome.
I know. I feel like if I put just butter on, I'm like, oh, this is no good for you. This is good for you. Is oil good for you? What is the story?
Yes, but really small amounts.
Right. Olive oil.
Yes. Olive oil, but you can't like douse something in olive oil.
Well, what's the line? Where's the
a
dousing
tablespoon,
line?
I think. I really think it's a tablespoon.
And then let me ask you this. If I put olive oil on something and then put it on the grill, does it burn off?
Don't know the answer to that. It's a great question.
Because I tell you what I started doing on the grill, which I never knew was this easy. I took a sweet potato. You know, if you put a sweet potato on the grill, it takes like freaking 45 minutes. Like a long time.
I always microwave it first, then do that.
My sister does that trick. But I took a sweet potato and I sliced it, skinned it and sliced it.
Right.
To make it look like steak fries.
Oh, cool.
With some olive oil on the grill.
Right.
And it does not take long. It takes like same amount of time it would take to make a chicken on the grill. And it's delicious.
I'm sure it is.
But it's delicious. Is it delicious because it's soaked in oil first?
I don't know because, like you said, what falls off?
Wait, what gets burned off?
I don't know. I really don't. A lot of those things confuse me, too. Like, I've always told you, maybe I did or I didn't, but that the Pam can, you ever get that? The olive oil Pam can?
Yeah.
So you sit there, you don't think you're doing anything because it's like, you know, it'll say on the can 10 calories per serving.
Right.
But then have you ever looked at how many servings are
in a
can?
It's like one squirt.
It's 365 servings.
365
because
squirts?
Because that's exactly what you just said. That's it. So it's like, how much am I doing then? It goes to show. We don't know what we're eating.
I will be careful. Like, I will not eat bread at a restaurant if it looks like cheap bread.
Oh, I agree.
Right?
I totally agree.
If it looks like they didn't make this bread.
Right. It's got to be good, crispy.
Quality bread.
Yes.
Then I also start to think, like, is the end piece better because it's crusty?
Love the end piece.
And it's not as...
I love that part.
Yeah. I like that, though, even in a loaf of bread. Like, if I'm making sandwiches...
Do you really?
And I get the end pieces.
Most people throw those out.
Exactly.
I don't. Most people do, though. My wife will throw them out. I will actually make a sandwich with
them. It feels like a hybrid roll slash bread.
Yeah, very disrespected part of the bread.
Very disrespected.
I agree.
So you will eat the...
I love the bread at a restaurant.
The bread at a restaurant.
Absolutely. I actually like olives.
I will not go for the olives.
Love olives.
Not a big olives fan. It's got it's got a pit in it.
No, you got to get the ones that don't have the pits.
No.
Although the green olives have pits, those are good. And you spit them out.
Yeah, no, spitting out pits at a table is tacky.
I'm over it.
The only time I'll do it is I will have like cherries in the summer. Pits in it. That'll do.
Bing cherries. You ever go to a store and you buy them because you see they're on sale for $4.99, then you get up there and you don't realize it was $4.99 a pound.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, these cherries are $17.
Yeah, I'm not getting suckered with that. I get suckered with that with the purchasing of the already cut watermelon.
Yes.
And it's like $3. It's $3 a pound, and you get a thing, it's like 4 pounds. Like, why is this so expensive?
Yes.
Jerry, are you aware that Jackass 4 is coming out into theaters?
Didn't see Jackass 1, 2, or 3, so I'm not really interested in 4.
Hmm. Well, it's coming out, and they're filming now.
Okay.
And Steve-O's one of the Jackass guys. Yeah, he was sent to the emergency room with an ear full of dog poo.
Oh, God.
So safe to say they're probably running out of stunts. He had it shot at the side of his face with a very high speed and force, and it got lodged, and it did damage to his inner ear.
Yeah, I don't understand this. I really don't.
Yeah.
Like, you want to do pranks and stuff, I think that's funny. Like, what the Impractical Jokers did for 7-8 years, funny. Yes. But not something stupid like this.
Yeah. He filled up this this thing with dog poop and got shot in the face with it.
What would it take for you to get shot in the face with dog poop?
It would take a lot, Jerry.
Yes.
I'm not interested.
Seven figures to start.
I mean, I pick up dog poo now, and I'm okay with that, picking it up through the bag, even though the bag is thin and you can feel the warmth.
Yeah.
When you pick it up.
Does it make you want to vomit? Think about where you were 2 years ago.
I know. I got over it quick.
Well, but that's where you always talk about being a dad or a parent.
Right.
It's the same thing.
You get over it quickly?
Yes. You do. Everything you thought you'd never do, you realize you have to.
Right.
And it's really not that big a deal, actually.
Right.
Once you do it a couple of times. Like anything in life. Do it a few times, you kind of be good at it.
You know, I got over this is a very strange way of how I got over dog poo. When I was dating Melissa many years ago here.
Oh, walking her dog?
Yeah, so she got these dogs, and I wanted to walk dogs. Like, I always wanted a dog, wanted to walk dogs. But when you walk a dog in New York City, you have to pick up poop.
Yep.
And I was very much against picking up the poop. So one time when we were out early on walking the dog and the dog pooped and she picked it up in the bag, when we were going back, she put the bag on the back of my neck as a joke. But it strangely got me over the fear of the dog poop because there was no poop on my neck, Jerry. The bag was in the bag.
That's very unlike you.
Yeah, but somehow it like shocked me into being okay with picking up dog poop.
And you've never started your dog walking business?
No.
I don't know why. I have a friend of mine I've since learned, I shouldn't say a friend, someone I know of through a friend. A friend of a friend. They've got like 4 different small businesses that add up to a very solid paycheck. And they're not incredibly busy either.
Yeah.
Like the one thing they do, they do have a hot dog cart that they only do a couple of days a week during the spring and summer months only in specific areas.
All right, hot dog cart. What else they got? They're walking dogs because they came up with the dog walk.
No, I don't know exactly what they do. It's not walking dogs. I believe he does some sort of a delivery business. I'm not sure if it's a Grubhub. I'm not sure. But he works when he wants to work. He tries to pick the high times when it's busy. And it's like he can be at his kid, anything he needs to be at, he's at.
Yeah, I wonder, like, if you, let's say you do a dog walking business. And I'll tell you, the dog walker charges $25 a walk.
Yeah.
You get $20 to $25 a walk.
Right.
And let's say you do that and you have some dogs. And then in between, when you don't have dogs to walk, you're doing some sort of Grubhub.
Absolutely.
Or DoorDash.
You would do just fine.
And you're making your own schedule.
Yes. Correct.
Like you work like.
The hardest part is getting the clients.
Yeah. For the dog walking.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now, I think you have a head start on most people because I think there's enough of an awareness in this area about the show and your name.
Right.
That I do think you would do relatively well quickly.
Celebrity dog walking.
Call it what you want. Is that the business? Celebrity dog walking LLC?
Al's celebrity dog. Right. What I would do, Jerry, is I would get people like myself, like let's say I was fired for, let's say I did something terrible
right.
And I was fired. I would find other people like D-list celebrities like myself that need work. And then we'd be walking dogs together.
There you go. You could do that.
Yeah.
But if you had 20 clients, not 200.
Yeah.
If you had 20 clients and you were walking their dogs twice a day, that's all. I don't think that's a lot, do you?
It does seem, it is a lot.
20 clients?
20 right. clients twice a day is 40 walks. That's a lot.
Sure.
That's a lot of time.
What I see is I see people that walk multiple dogs at a time.
Yeah.
To fit it. So let's say 10 clients, whatever the case is, it's 20 walks a day. Which, if that's what your business is, I don't know what the hell you want. I mean, you do 3 walks a day. I mean, that's your business.
Right.
So if you do 20 walks a day at $15, forget 25, at $15, you just made $300 a day.
300 times 5 is 1,500 times 52
weeks. It's 75,000 a year.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No, it's great. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And then if you're going to fill in other time to make extra cash by delivering or whatever, you make 6 figures. And you're doing what you want.
Right. When you want it.
I mean, technically you are and you're not. I mean, you do have to, you have a schedule with the dogs. But there's no one, you know, there's no one yelling at you.
Right.
Well, I guess the client could if you're late.
I think in the suburbs, Jerry, walking multiple dogs at once is frowned upon. In the city, you see it.
Okay.
But in the suburbs, we want attention, specific attention.
All right, so then 5 clients, 2 walks a day, $25 a walk.
Right.
Now we're down to 10. Then you $250 a day. You're still making that. You're still making $1,250 a week.
But then
you're making
a lot of, like,
$65,000.
Like my dog walker, she also does like dog training and this sort of thing. So you do other jobs. And then I hear a lot of these dog walkers make really good money doing overnights in your house.
Oh, I could see that. On vacations and stuff?
Yeah, like you go on vacation or you're out for the weekend one night and you're staying over somewhere.
I bet you're probably charging $50 a night.
Maybe more. Because dog hotels are like 100. $70 a night.
Right. So now they're getting the full attention.
The dog hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so funny. There have been a few things that I said would be great ideas. I'm going back 20 years
business
ago.
Ideas back in the day. You had ideas.
Sport Clips was my idea before Sport
Is
Clips
that
was
right?
a thing.
But it wasn't called Sports Clips.
It was my idea. I said, I'll never forget. It was Christmas Eve. I told my father. It was right around the time I got married. So we're talking 1999, or maybe it was when I was engaged. So late 90s. If Sport Clips was around, it wasn't around here, and it wasn't a big thing. And I remember saying, barbershop for guys, TVs at every single station, and a drink. And then if you want, they wear, like, you know, referee uniforms. You could have some girls in there cutting hair and just have a great sports locker room type atmosphere. Sport Clips then, years later. And then the other one was the pet hotel. Like, what a cool way. And my wife laughed at me. She said, pet hotel? What are you talking? They drop off their dogs at the vet for... I'm like, yeah, but could you imagine if you were going on vacation and you could offer those people a vacation for their dog?
Right.
Like, people will pay whatever for their dogs.
People will pay anything. Jerry, pandemic.
In the last 5 years, Al, yeah, they've popped up everywhere.
I looked. There are 3 quality pet hotels within 15 minutes of where I live.
I believe it.
Because I looked, and they were all 14 to 15 minutes away from my house.
Sounds about right. I am not surprised. Those are 2 ideas that I had. That I just, you know, whatever, I don't do anything with them. But
did nothing about it.
No.
And here you are, Jerry. You could be a millionaire.
I run a cornhole league.
Right.
And I make nothing.
That you followed through with.
That I followed through
that
with.
That you
yes.
did.
Matter of fact, I end up taking money out of my pocket to pay the winners at the end of the season.
That's not good, Jerry. You need a pet hotel where they cut hair.
It's not good.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
All right.
We were back for that, right? You were here
yes. at
5 a.m.
It was
I was
fun.
Here at 5 a.m.
Nice
it was
to be
a good
back.
One. It is good to be back. We'll see you tomorrow on a Tuesday. So.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry.
Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Well, we certainly hope it doesn't. It's a couple of minutes after 5 o'clock. It is the warm-up show brought to you by Kearney Bank, your bank for today. For tomorrow, visit kearneybank.com for details. It is nice to be back. It's a Monday. That's very, very exciting, of course. We've got the Eddie Scazzeri. He's back from his trip to, I think it was New Hampshire or Idaho, somewhere like that. And, of course, to my left, he was here last week. Did a great job, of course, with Chris Lopresti. His name is Al Jose Dukes. What's up, man?
Good morning, Jerry. I was shocked. CeeLo had no idea who Rutgers was playing as to why you were gone. Like, he had no idea. I thought that dude followed sports.
Rutgers-Clemson. I was gone all week in the Carolinas.
It was terrific, Jerry. Jerry, we missed you. We missed Eddie. Of course, we had no drops the entire week.
Makes it different.
Makes it a different show.
Yeah.
I like that people aren't even trying to take Eddie's job.
Eddie's very secure.
Like, you would think someone would roll in here and be like, Eddie's going to retire in a few years.
Sure.
I'm going to take it right over. Let me get right into his folder of drops. Nope.
I will tell you this. When Carlin told me he wasn't long for the job,
yeah,
like, didn't want to do what he was doing, I'm in. All right, let's go.
Right.
Let's start trying.
Yeah.
I don't think Eddie's made that claim yet.
If I was taking over for Eddie during Eddie week, I would try to push him right out the door. I'd be like, let me take a look at this. Let me study this. Let me go home and
5,000 drops. I think you just start hitting buttons.
Yeah, let me go study these 5,000 drops. The other day, his folder was open that just said Boomer drops.
Okay.
And I started scrolling. It just keeps going.
Yeah. And only he knows where to find stuff.
Yeah.
More so how to search for stuff.
Yo, he's a big searcher.
He's very impressive.
Oh, yeah. No, it's quite impressive. It is very impressive.
But he's the Eddie Scazzeri.
So we missed both of you guys. So welcome back. I think we have a full Boomer and Geo show with everyone involved for the next 2 full weeks.
Thank God. Are you sure? I thought Boomer was off next Thursday and Friday.
Oh, yes. That's you. All right. It's a full week here, Jerry.
Hey, we got a full week and a half. That's good.
It's a full week and a half. And then, so enjoy it.
Yes.
Live.
I will do my best.
Live. And again, we're working the week of the All-Star break, which every time
I know.
The hosts always say, let's remember next year we don't work All-Star break.
That's called week. No one looked at the calendar.
I think Carton and Roberts took off for the full week.
Oh, good for them.
And good for you.
Who's working for them?
I don't know. I know last week Sal
Sal
worked.
And Chris Moore on Friday, right?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I don't know who's. I did not tune in.
But you, what?
I didn't tune into that.
You didn't say, Alexa, play WFAN?
I didn't.
Okay. All right.
I didn't do that.
You love Sal.
I like solo Sal. There's certain guys that I like solo and certain teams. I like Carton and Roberts' team.
Sure.
I'm not going to listen to a solo Evan Roberts Saturday show.
Not interested.
Sal in the middle of the night with terrible callers. Interesting.
Yes. I enjoy working with Sal.
You know what I'm saying?
Too.
I was thinking that too. Like when we're on vacation for the warm-up show, CeeLo is your fill-in. When I'm out most of the time, Sal is my fill-in now.
Right.
What if Sal and CeeLo did the warm-up show
one
day?
Me, wow. Sal, and CeeLo did it last week.
Oh, is that right?
The Friday before I went away, you were out. I know you got ripped for it, and you got taken off the Pulse of the People,
yeah.
Which is weird, but whatever.
I lost Pulse of the People. Meanwhile, Carton and Roberts were off Friday.
Well, yeah. Were they really?
Unbelievable, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I know Sal was, I guess Mark had reached out to him without telling me
yeah.
that he was doing the warm-up show. Chris was very excited to do the warm-up show, and I had told him, like, well, I'll probably ask Sal, and I felt like he was insulted.
Yes.
So I said, you know what? Just do it. I haven't asked Sal yet. We're all good. And so 5:05, Eddie's in my ear saying, Sal's ready. Like,
yeah.
What? So the three of us did it, and I actually enjoyed it.
Well, that happened. Then we got another email when you were gone for this week, and then Mark said, and Sal could go in there with you guys as well. And then Sal's asking, goes, am I doing this? I go, no.
Why would he do that?
I can't do three people. I can't.
No, it's too much.
It's too much, especially when one is not even on camera.
But why? Where would that even come from?
He must not like CeeLo. That's what I was thinking, Jerry.
Maybe that's it. Who knows?
I have good chemistry with CeeLo now. I know we used to bust CeeLo's balls early on.
He's become more assertive.
Yeah, he's adds a lot. Like Boomer will still bust his chops and say, I listened to that warm-up show. You didn't say anything. That's not true.
No, it's not true. He talks. I think I listened to three of them last week while I was away. Not live, but on the Odyssey app.
On the Odyssey. Doo-doo-doo.
I did.
Jerry, could the Yankees' first half of the season have ended in a worse way?
No. As bad as the Mets' first half ended.
But the Yankees is worse because, number one, it was their enemy, the Astros, right?
Yeah.
Number two, They were taking jersey shots at Jose Altuve all weekend long. Yeah. Aaron Judge hits the homer. He's like, oh, don't take my jersey off. And Gary Sanchez did it.
Yeah.
And then Jose Altuve hits a walk-off home run.
The game winner.
To end the first half of the season. And then they rip his shirt off.
I saw one guy. So
shirtless.
So this game ended. What time did this game end? I forget what time it was. But I was in the middle of traveling back home yesterday. So I didn't see the games live. I had to go back and watch some of them. But I was catching up on Twitter yesterday, early evening. And there was one guy that wrote, and I'm paraphrasing, something like, I'm watching Chad Green melt down. Is Aaron Boone awake? Like, hello. It's pretty funny. So, yeah, so Jose Altuve, and it was kind of like that Todd Frazier home run from a few years ago where he went down real low to get it, just kind of flicked his wrist, and that thing went out of the park. Right. Like, what? So, not a good day. You know, both the Mets and the Yankees blow these five-run leads. For the Yankees, you know what we've got? We've got two good teams in New York. We do not have two great teams. Neither one of these teams are. They're not. The Mets might be in first place by 3.5 games. They should be thankful they're in a crappy division because they're not a great team.
They're not a first place team.
They're not. Well, I mean, they are. I mean, they're in first place. But out of the, you know, out of the six first place teams in baseball, they're not a great team. They're good. The Yankees are good. They're not a great team. At least they haven't put it together yet. And yesterday, man, wow. Just they're up 7-2 in the last inning. And here's the best part. They only recorded one out.
Oh, the Yankees did.
That's it.
That's not good, Jerry.
No, not good. Not good at all.
After they were so excited when Gerrit Cole threw a complete game shutout on it was Saturday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They thought they had the Astros, their nemesis, on the ropes.
They did.
Oh, they did have them
on
the ropes.
They had them on the They're up 7-2 after Sanchez hits the three-run homer in the eighth. You're thinking the game's over.
No. It was not.
It was not.
Chad Green, what did he give up? 4 runs in the bottom of the ninth.
It was terrible. Yeah. Domingo Germán started it and gave up the first two base hits, so he gets charged with the 2 runs. And then Green just came in. It was terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Not a good
terrible.
Way to end it, Jerry.
No, not a good way to end it. No. There were 8. So how about this? You had the Red Sox lose yesterday, and the Yankees go to the All-Star break 8 games out.
Yeah.
With a lot of teams ahead of them.
How about that?
How about that?
I say to this, Jerry, how about that? Not good. Huh. And then the Mets blew it, right? Edwin Diaz.
Well, there's a couple things here.
Yes.
So, again, plane lands. My son goes, well, the Mets are up 5-0. Like, well, it's the Pirates. So, you know, it's
right.
bad
they
enough
stink.
They lost Saturday one of those games to them. Then to find out they lose to the Pirate. So, if I asked you right now, let's play a game. Well, I don't know.
You want me to name some Pirates, Jerry?
No, because I know you can't, because I know what you'll start doing. You'll start naming Barry Bonds.
You don't know that, Jerry.
I do know that.
Kenta Colvey.
How about that? I'll give you one. We'll do this instead. This will be more fun. How about I will ask you if this is a Pirate?
All right.
Or a made-up name?
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. First,
current Pittsburgh Pirate or made-up name?
Yes.
Got it.
You ready?
Yes.
All right, here
I'm
we go.
Nail this.
Tony Wisniewski.
He's a Pirate.
Or John Nagowski.
Wisniewski.
Yeah, Nagowski. He's the guy that tied the game in the ninth inning. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I will give you this one.
All right.
Elmo Florio or Wilmer Defoe.
Wilmer Defoe.
Yes, he had the go-ahead RBI single. One more I'll give you. Adolfo Jimenez or Rodolfo Castro.
Jimenez.
No, Rodolfo Castro homered 2 times yesterday. You really watch this game, yeah, I see. I mean, this is who beat them yesterday.
Oh, these guys that you're mentioning.
Rodolfo
right now.
Castro, John Nagowski. I've heard of Wilmer Defoe when he was with the Nationals, but still, I mean, good.
Bunch of no names, Jerry.
And Diaz comes in. They need him in the eighth. He does a great job getting out of the bases loaded jam, and then, blah.
Right, he had the bases loaded jam in the eighth. He struck out the last two fellas.
Yeah. But that's the way it goes. And so I think it was, because I heard the ninth inning in the car, I think Wayne Randazzo says, well, the Mets don't come back in the bottom of the ninth. This is going to be a tough pill to swallow.
No,
yeah,
you think?
I mean, God, that's a terrible, the two losses, they couldn't be worse for both teams.
And now with the All-Star break, so we're going to get no Gerrit Cole in the All-Star game because he pitched his complete game. So
right.
He's very exhausted,
he's
Jerry. He's very tired. And Jacob deGrom's going to take an extended break. Didn't pitch on Sunday before the All-Star game. Won't pitch at the All-Star game. Jerry, he's going to be so super fresh, so super funky fresh when
super
he returns.
Super funky fresh. You mean we get him Friday in Pittsburgh?
Oh, they're playing the Pirates again, Jerry?
Yes, that was the whole thing. See, that's why when people look at the schedule, they're like, well, the Mets catch a break as they get the Pirates. No, go win.
Win, baby.
I know they're a bad team, but you still got to beat them. So,
right.
Yeah, they get the Pirates out of the break in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
I'm thinking of going to that. That seems fun.
I was
going to
say, that was always a trip I wanted to do.
Me too.
Pittsburgh.
Me too. I might do that next weekend. It's like the one free weekend we now have between now and like Labor Day.
Because I hear that's a beautiful park.
It is. We went there, but only could see it from the outside.
Right. You were wandering around the outside.
I'm interested.
Pittsburgh Stadium.
I couldn't.
Is Pittsburgh that still Three Rivers Stadium?
It is, Al, yes. And they still have the terrible AstroTurf.
Oh. Well, I hope the I wouldn't even. I wouldn't play my star players there. They're going to get hurt on that terrible turf.
You know, the Steelers still play there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, Jerry.
They actually
they
do
update
have
that stadium.
They do have a great area there where you've got the baseball field, Heinz Field. And it's all so tight.
Am I going to get mugged there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not like was it Wembley Field yesterday? Did you see that mess in London?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, where the fans just stormed right past security without tickets and got in.
Well, soccer fans are the worst.
Yeah, this was tennis. And
tennis fans, Jerry?
Soccer. It was both.
It was both? I knew it was soccer. I thought tennis fans were bougie.
It was, because it was the Wembley grounds.
Oh, Wembley grounds.
So I guess there was a soccer match going on, plus you had the Wimbledon final, and there was a lot going on.
Man, I am sick of fans taking over everything now. They've gotten very rowdy since we come back from coronavirus.
Very cocky.
Very cocky.
Yeah.
The NBA, baseball.
You're right. Very
basketball.
Ballsy. It's not good.
Now this tennis you're telling me about.
Well, tennis
hockey.
And soccer.
That goes all nuts. The fans are nuts. Stay home.
They are crazy. You're right. They are nuts. I'm very confused. And I don't want to. Should I do this?
What are you confused by, Jerry?
No, because I don't want to get you off on a tangent.
All
so
right.
I think
you
I might pass.
You want to come back and tell me why you're confused?
Yes. That's what I'll do because it has something to do with my trip.
Okay.
And
it confused you.
Mixed signals everywhere.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Jerry, you were out last week, as was Eddie.
I was, yeah.
But I don't know if I told you this before you were gone on vacation, but I bought a condo a little over a year ago. It's already worth more than I paid for it. So stop paying rent and build equity with Kearny Bank. You deserve to make money on your investment. Kearny was my bank of choice and made my entire mortgage process very easy. You want to go with someone you can trust and actually get on the phone when you have questions about your mortgage. I trust them and you can too. Visit kearnybank.com/mortgages. That's kearnybank.com/mortgages. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we're just getting started. It is a Monday. We got Boomer and Geo coming up at the top. A whole lot to get to. I'll probably have Al's blood boiling in a moment, too. So don't go away here on The Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Al and Jerry, fresh and organic, and no antibiotics ever.
Oh, yeah, 519. It is the warm-up show, and I am displaying the brand-new warm-up show T-shirt today. I reached out to Al on Twitter to see if we were going to do it together. His is in the wash. Clearly, it takes him a long time to wash clothes, and so I just threw mine on. What do I care?
I'm going to do some laundry today, Jerry.
Good for you. Hey, good for you. So I'm wearing mine today. I'll take a picture. I'll put it out there. Make sure people start buying it.
Yeah.
Because that certainly would help. So I was away last week, as you know. I tried to follow along with the Mets and Yankees as best I could. I did catch a little bit. I think Yankees-Astros the other night was on MLB TV, so I did get to watch some of that. But mixed signals. That was what I kind of teased going into the break. This coronavirus. I am so confused.
Same.
After being away last week. And it's, you get different notices, interpretations, whatever word you want to use in the same place you're at. So if you told me that, all right, well, listen, you go to Dunkin' Donuts, they've got one policy, and then you go to, you know, Wendy's, there's a different policy. I get that. That's fine. But when you walk into, let's say, a theme park, and there are signs everywhere, please maintain 6 feet of social distance, you know, you don't have to wear your mask outside. That's all good and fine. But then the same park that's got signs everywhere that tells you to maintain your 6 feet of distance then puts you online like cattle. And then when they take you into the room to show you the safety instructions before you get on the ride, and then they tell you, please, all the way to the left and cram in.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
And you're indoors. Like, what? It was so confusing. This was the best one. Pools usually open till 1 a.m. Because of coronavirus, we're closing the pools at 10. Why? What is? There's no one here at 11 p.m., but it's packed at noon. Makes no sense.
It is. The coronavirus has given businesses reason to just shut down or just change their hours.
Just do whatever they want.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah, I was in Target yesterday, and I was one of the few people with no mask on. I was like, is this something up that I'm unaware of?
I don't know.
I was like, I feel like I'm keeping up with the news.
I'm not sure.
Right? Like, I follow along the news on Twitter, on the radio and television.
Yeah.
But unless all these people aren't vaccinated that are walking around masks on, but I doubt it.
Like, I went to Florida thinking Florida's wide open.
Yeah, they do whatever the hell they want, Jerry.
I got to tell you, not true. Not true at all. I felt like there were more COVID regulations in Florida this week than I've seen here in the last month. So it was different.
Maybe because you were in a touristy part of Florida.
Maybe.
Or you...
Maybe.
Diseased tourists are coming from all over the country.
Well...
Spreading your coronavirus.
Listen, I suppose that's possible, but that was not the case. The only time I didn't feel like there was any COVID messaging was we went to Cocoa Beach for a couple days, which was awesome. That was just... You were outside on the beach. There was no sun. No one was... Nothing. And I didn't see any regulations, but my God, everywhere else we were, yeah, everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. And again, different messaging.
Right.
So
keep
whatever.
6 feet apart in the theme park unless you're online for 3 hours for a ride.
Yes.
What was the best ride you went on?
Are
you a big ride guy?
No, I'm not. I am not a ride guy.
Roller
but
coasters.
I would say the best one, believe it or not, was the Harry Potter one.
Really?
Which I had no interest in going on. Very well done. That wait, this is so stupid. That wait was 2.5 hours.
What do you do while
you're
waiting?
I didn't.
There?
I bought the express passes. Oh. We waited 10 minutes. I felt so bad. You actually feel guilty walking past
right. Everybody.
Look
how bougie you are.
But my God, you walk up and then the line says, you know, wait time from this point, it's at 135 minutes.
And how much more expensive is it to get a fast
pass? Let's not talk about that.
It's pricey.
I took one. I know I can't say in. I'll say I took one on the rear end.
On the rear end.
Eddie, I bought...
They smacked your butt.
So I tried to do... And then we'll move on. I tried to be cute because the lines were so long. I said, you know what? I'm going to download the Universal app. It's the only park we went to. That's it. And we're not park people, but we wanted to go this one day. So I'm like, I'm going to bypass the lines. I'm going to download the app. I'm going to buy the tickets on the app. So because it's so ridiculous to get in $100-something, I decided I'm going to spend the extra $50 per ticket, and I'm going to buy with the Express.
So you don't have to wait in line, Jerry. That's, you're Jerry Reckle.
Yeah, that's right.
From WFAN's Boomer and Geo so show there, and the
no,
warm-up
no,
show.
No. So there were six of us. So I buy them. I spend my 12 or whatever it was, $1,300, which is nuts. We go to the line to get in, and the woman informs me I bought the wrong thing. these don't get you into
help.
The park.
Oh,
I bought by mistake. I bought the all-access passes for Universal Islands of Adventure and their water park.
Nice.
Without
admission?
So she sent me back. I had to spend another $900.
You could have bought a small car, Jerry.
I've never been... You always talk about how you have regrets 3 seconds after you do something.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't have regrets because my stupidity... I just didn't read the fine print. Okay, fine. I was so angry for about an hour. And not that I did what I did, but that I spent unnecessary money.
Did you have, like, I have buyer's remorse all the time?
I still have it.
Whenever I purchase something.
But I spent like an extra $1,000 I didn't need to.
Yeah, I'd be thinking about that.
I still
for the rest of my life.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
Rest of my life, awesome. I'd be like, what did I do?
I don't know the rest of my life, but for a couple days, yes. It still bothers me.
Jerry, remember when you were a hero here at WFAN maybe 2 months ago
it
is now? You had an employee out there in the newsroom was choking.
Tom.
Yeah. He was out there choking, and you Heimlich'd him.
Mm-hmm.
You actually gave him the Heimlich.
I did.
Saved his life. By the way, while you were gone last week, we learned that Tom's wife was also very pregnant at the time.
You're kidding.
No. So you saved a man, Jerry, from dying who had a baby.
Wow.
Very much on the way.
Did she have the baby, do we know?
I think so.
That's great. Good for them.
I think.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, I know it was either she had the baby or very soon.
Okay.
So not only did you Heimlich a employee, but that employee was going to be a new father.
Well, you know what?
I mean, that's even more crazy, Jerry.
I'm glad he's okay.
But there's another hero just like you, Jerry, in the world of baseball. His name is Willie Ross. He's the father of Major League Baseball pitchers Joe and Tyson Ross. He also performed the Heimlich maneuver on a choking fan during a game between the Giants and Nationals.
That's great.
That was in San Francisco. He dislodged a hot dog out of a woman's throat.
Yeah, I can imagine. You don't chew those hot dogs. Oof.
Hot dogs, Jerry, they'll jam up your throat.
You ever eat the Vienna sausage out of a can?
No.
I'm only asking because yesterday when we got to the rental car, they had a place. When I went to, you know, when you get, you drop your car off and you take all the garbage out and you throw it in the trash. There was an empty can of Vienna sausage.
From your family?
No. It was just sitting there on the garbage pail.
Oh.
And I don't know why my first thought was you.
Why would I do not?
I don't know.
Sausage out of a can, because Jerry.
Because the people didn't take the time to throw it out. It was Vienna sausage. I'm thinking you wouldn't eat meat out of a can.
No chance.
But I thought of you. I don't know why.
I am not a meat in the can kind of guy, Jerry.
I wouldn't think so.
I like my meat fresh.
And you're not a sausage guy either.
I'm not a sausage guy. I'm not a meat in a can guy. So I'm definitely not a
sausage in a can guy.
Yeah, I'm a Vienna sausage.
Not
going to
work for
can.
You. I don't know. You were the first person that came to mind.
Like when you saw the empty can of sausage.
Yeah,
you're
I don't.
Huh, I wonder if I'll
because
eat this.
It's garbage that wasn't properly put in the bin.
Number one.
It was just sitting there, which was disgusting. Number two. And it was sausage in a can. You would have been just beside yourself.
Is that coming a round can or like a sardine type can?
Little round can. I think it was it Dinty Moore? I'm not sure what kind it was.
Dinty Moore is a stew.
Then it wasn't that. Can. But it was definitely Vienna sausage.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even know they still made, it's like, was it Spam?
Spam, yeah.
I didn't know they still made those.
Oh, yeah, it's very popular still.
Meat in a can.
Meat in a can.
Yeah, so
you
I saw that.
You get meat in a can, you get fish in a can.
I like the tuna fish in a can.
You do?
I do. Yeah.
What about a sardine in a can?
I don't like sardines.
Me neither.
I cannot eat a sardine.
Remember Craig every once in a while would order a sardine sandwich on a sub roll?
You know, I also remember almost daily him ordering bagels with fresh onion. Oh.
The whole office would just smell like bad breath.
Oh, my God. Yes, that was him.
Craig ordered a sardine on a sub. Sardines.
Yeah. And then you're so fascinated with people's breath. All the times you were in his office. My God. You must have wanted to run out of there some mornings.
Well, I would always smell, I wouldn't smell his breath, but I would smell like he would have the plastic container of onions and lox. God.
Terrible.
Capers.
Yes, he always had the capers.
He loves
that's
a
right.
Good caper.
That is true.
Yeah, so how about this? But this Willie Ross, the father of those two major league pitchers who Heimlich that woman, he's a pediatrician. So she got Heimlich by a doctor.
Not bad. Right.
You're not even a doctor and you knew how to Heimlich.
Yeah, but you would too.
Yeah, I probably would know how to Heimlich.
Of course you would.
I would love to be able to Heimlich.
I mean,
someone.
You just think logically what to do.
You hold your hand over your fist and ooh.
Yeah, you turn the guy over, you bend him over.
Boom!
And boom. That's right.
And then the thing just comes flying out.
It did. In this case, at least with Tom, it did, yes.
Yeah. And with this woman with the hot dogs,
yeah.
Hot dog piece. That's going to be embarrassing, though.
Listen, he's not allowed to be into the pulse. We're not entering him into the pulse of the people now.
Who? This Willie Ross? Yeah.
It's too late. The
it's
voting's
late,
in.
Ross.
It's
right.
Over. When do I find out, by the way?
I don't know. It's down to you and Evan.
I'm not sure how I feel about this, though.
Why is that?
Well, because we were a team.
We were a team and got separated.
But then I sat there and said, am I really going to, like, withdraw?
No, you can't withdraw. You can't let Evan win it. You're the pulse of the people, Jerry.
I can't do anything about it. We got to see who votes for him.
Yeah. If Evan wins, I'm going to call Fugazi on the whole thing.
I agree.
You saved a man's life.
Right.
Like Willie Ross.
And Evan dunks on 6-foot rims.
Did we ever find out what the person you saved, Jerry, Tom, what he was choking on?
He told us. He was in here, remember?
Yeah, I don't remember. Like this woman
I always thought it was a bagel, but he had said it was something else. I forget what. I don't remember.
This woman was choking on a hot dog. That's embarrassing. Like, you get a hot dog dislodged from your throat, and you're standing at a baseball game. Do you go home right after that?
No, you watch the game.
I would. No, I'd casually be like, I got to get out of here.
I think you go get nachos, and you watch the game. What do you mean, getting out of here?
The rest of the game, everyone around you is going, that woman was choking on a hot dog.
Well, yeah.
Psst. That woman over there.
Here's what you do. You go sit in the upper deck. You go find an empty seat somewhere. But you don't leave.
But you also probably don't eat anything the rest of the game. Like, you
probably
don't finish
not.
Your hot dog.
Yeah, I think Tom finished eating.
He did?
I think he did.
Because you're like, what are the chances I'm going to choke twice?
Well, yes. I think he sucked down a bunch of water. That I remember. And I think he probably went back to eating. He was hungry.
What would I do? Jerry, I am alone most of my time when I'm eating.
You sadly would have to find something in your condo to jam up against your stomach. I don't know.
They say you could use the back of your chair.
Okay, right.
Which
exactly.
I do have a back on the chair.
All right. So that's what you would have to do. It's scary if you're by yourself.
Because my dog wouldn't Heimlich me, right? She has no idea.
How is that working, by the way?
The dog?
Yeah.
It's getting better.
Is she sleeping a little bit?
She is.
I actually pulled up today. I saw a car that I thought was yours. I'm thinking, oh, geez, the dog got him up at midnight.
No, no. The dog did not wake me up last night. It was a good night, Jerry.
Look at you.
I took her to play with other greyhounds this weekend.
Wow. Look at where your life's gone.
How about this, Jerry? There's a woman up in north of me. She helps greyhounds. In her home, she has 9 of her own.
Wow.
9. Then I brought my dog.
Well, but
then 2 more dogs came. It was 12 greyhounds running around.
Don't the Stearns have like 9,000 cats?
Yeah, they got a lot of cats.
I mean, people like animals.
Yeah.
Well, you going to get a couple more?
I'll get 9 more.
No, just 2.
It's going to get 9 more.
Why don't you
dogs?
Get 2 more? Give Whimsy some siblings.
She apparently did not care for the other dogs.
Oh. So
and got a little growly.
So pretty much just like you, a loner.
Yeah, she's like, let me get back home.
Leave me
where
alone.
I can be alone, Jerry.
All right, 5:30. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, more of the warm-up show. We got a lot to get to here on a Monday. We'll break down the Bucks and Suns. I'm not sure if Al knows they played last night, but we'll get to that. Probably not. I will tell you the Bucks won. A whole lot more to do, and then Boomer and Geo at the top on the Fan.
Al and Jerry, two great tastes that taste great together.
All right, same thing could be said for Boomer and Geo, and they come up at 6 o'clock. It is a Monday. We start a new week, and as Al pointed out, everybody's here all week long, and lots of sports to go through. Not really. All-Star Game is tomorrow night.
I ran into something strange this weekend. You know, we had while you were gone, Jerry, there was a tropical storm that hit the Jersey Shore area and other parts of.
I'm aware. I was in Florida, where it was going up the West Coast.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we avoided it.
Yeah,
but we actually had no issues weather-wise. But the West Coast of Florida got hammered all week.
Yeah, so I was out back like a day later, after it had rained and all that stuff, and my neighbor said. Oh, do you get flooding in your basement? I go, flooding in my basement? I didn't even consider that.
Right.
It was already like a day. Might have been 2 days later. I was like, let me go downstairs and check. Yeah, flood. But do you know how...
What's down there for you?
It's like a storage area.
Right. Do you have anything, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Do you lift it off the ground, I hope?
When I first moved in, I bought some things to keep it off ground. Then as you get lazier and you add more things, you just put them on the floor.
So you lose stuff?
I lost an air fryer.
Oh,
rest in peace.
You'll be fine.
But here's what's very strange. I had, when we were hoarding toilet paper during coronavirus, I still had one giant thing of toilet paper, like a giant 24 pack of toilet paper.
When did Mom bring that over? When you moved in?
I was going to say my mom doesn't buy my toilet paper, but she does. Do you know that I went to move it. I was like, oh, my toilet paper. But it was wrapped.
Yeah.
I went to move it. It had to weigh 40 pounds. It soaked up an incredible amount of water.
Okay.
So this toilet paper, which is not usable anymore.
Why not? Let it dry out.
It's got 40 pounds of water in it.
It'll dry.
But I thought that was amazing. Like, that Scott toilet paper, absorbent.
You know what you need? You need to just put Bounty basement.
I had Bounty in the basement as well. But the Bounty, their packaging, I guess, is... better protected. It
got
didn't
it.
Get into the Bounty towels.
Boy.
But if I would have got my Bounty towels and my Scott toilet paper.
You would have had a dry basement.
Right. Like, my basement's dry, but for whatever reason, my paper products weigh 40 pounds.
How much, how deep would you say the water got? Just a few inches?
Yeah,
or was
just
it,
a few inches.
So anything that was lifted, you were fine, and the lazy stuff, you lost.
Yeah, lazy stuff.
You're not using an air fryer anywhere anymore. You've been there, done that.
Problem is, it was my mom's air fryer.
Ew.
I had borrowed it to see if I wanted an air
fryer.
But
you know what's the beauty of that? Christmas gift. His parents are tough to buy for at this point. They have everything.
I called my mom and go, remember that air fryer you gave me? It's gone.
You need an
Lost
upgrade.
Lost it in the flood. Lost it in the great flood of 21.
You will not put in an insurance claim, I hope.
I will not, no.
Okay.
For air fryer and cardboard boxes.
Have you met yourself?
I don't think I'm going to put it in.
Right, exactly.
Jerry, how did Team USA basketball lose to Nigeria?
I don't care. I have no idea.
In an exhibition Olympic game. What do you mean it means nothing? We lost to Nigeria.
It didn't count. Who cares?
But how is that even possible?
I don't know. They weren't really playing.
But
I don't know. I didn't see it. I don't know.
No, listen. All granted, I don't know much about Nigeria, Jerry. All I know
or sports. I'm sorry. That was mean.
Granted, Jerry, I don't know much about Nigeria or USA basketball. But from what I see of Nigeria is only on 90 Day Fiancé.
Jesus.
But I will tell you, based on what I see of Nigeria on 90 Day Fiancé, they don't seem to really be into professional basketball.
First of all, I'm pulling up the box score. Can you give me five guys in the USA team?
Kevin Durant.
Perfect. He did play 28 minutes.
And we lost to Nigeria with Kevin Durant?
Yeah, he had a bad shooting night. He was 4 for 13.
Who else is on that club, Jerry?
You can't name anybody else. Damian Lillard. Yeah.
Did he play?
He did. He played 20. What? Let's see. Damian Lillard played 27 minutes. He was 4 of 10.
I'm going to put my money on Nigeria to win the gold.
I will tell you, a lot of names on here that I don't think a lot of casual basketball fans would be familiar with. Yeah. Like Draymond Green, fine. Jason Tatum, fine. Bradley Beal, okay. But some of these, and Kevin Love, he only played 3 minutes. But I think a lot of casual basketball fans would not know some of these guys.
Jerry, we need to get another. We need to put another dream team together. We can't be losing to Nigeria in basketball. I know it was exhibition.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything.
But that's not a good sign.
It doesn't mean anything.
Does Nigeria have any?
Wow, Nigeria played 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. They played 14 guys.
They got a good rotation going in Nigeria.
Yeah, they do.
They
absolutely
play rotation basketball there.
Very much so. And you know, I'm just looking to see who had like the biggest game.
For Nigeria.
Yeah.
Who put up the most points?
Gabe Vincent.
Gabe Vincent from downtown.
He had 21.
That's
he was
it?
6 of 9.
Well, they really spread the ball around.
They did.
Nigeria.
I just said they played 14. And when I say they played 14 guys, I don't mean a couple of guys played 30 seconds. The guy with the fewest amount of minutes was Michael, I can't pronounce his last name, 7.5 minutes of action. So, like, they played everybody. Julia Okafor's on this team?
Why wouldn't the worst NBA team cut all their players and just take the Nigerian basketball team? They're competitive.
No, that doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything.
What do you mean?
It means nothing. It's an exhibition. I'll tell you
what. I know it was exhibition.
Remember this.
Yeah.
When and if they play the Olympics, I will give you an over-under of 35 points.
That they beat
the
Nigeria?
The NBA team will win by, yes. Yeah.
Yep. The dream. Well, here's what I know, Jerry. Michael Jordan and the Dream Team would not have stood for an exhibition loss to Nigeria.
Didn't the
Nor
Dream Team
Larry
lose
Bird.
To the college kids in an exhibition?
Is that right?
I'm just asking. Isn't that true? Didn't Krzyzewski cook that up?
Oh, yes. As a motivational.
Right. It doesn't mean anything. Means nothing.
Who's the head coach of the men's basketball team
in
America?
I'm not sure, actually.
We don't even know.
I'm not
sure.
This
is the problem, Jerry.
I don't know.
We are the world-dominant basketball.
If I had a guess, I'd say Greg Popovich, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm really not sure.
Meanwhile, Greg Popovich is losing it to Nigeria.
Head coach.
But the fact that we don't even know off the top of our heads.
Basketball.
Come on.
I don't know. I don't follow it.
It's one thing for us.
Oh, Eric Spoelstra.
It's one thing for.
He coaches who?
Miami.
Yes.
And he used to coach.
I knew you would know that.
He used to coach Cleveland. Right?
Eric Spoelstra?
He didn't?
Not that I'm aware of.
So he coached LeBron in Miami.
Where did you come up with Cleveland?
Because I thought he coached LeBron.
In Miami.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. But Pat Riley did. Remember Pat Riley was the coach, named Spoelstra the coach, didn't like the way things were going, said, excuse me, I'll finish the year. And then Riley went back upstairs and gave the team to Spoelstra again. But, yeah, no, you're right. He coached him in Miami.
Yeah.
Not Cleveland. No. Not Cleveland.
I'm going to get a look at this Nigerian basketball team, Jerry. They're the new powerhouse.
Yeah.
To win it all.
Well, again, I don't really think they're a powerhouse, but okay. We'll see. They won 90-87.
Yeah, 90-87.
Yeah. How are we doing on the no-hitter over-under? We haven't had one in a few weeks.
Well, while you were gone,
We haven't had one in a few weeks. What
The whale part is, while you were gone, there was a five pitcher, seven inning no hitter thrown by the Rays.
When was this?
It was the end of the
doesn't
week.
Count though.
Well, doesn't count for two reasons: one, 7 innings; two, 5 pitches.
I agree. I don't like the 5 pitcher, 9 inning no hitter. Oh, it's stupid. Right?
It is stupid. I don't count that either.
When was that? Last week?
Yeah, it had to be like Wednesday or Thursday night.
Okay.
But you're right. That's Fugazi on two levels. 7 innings and 5 pitchers.
Doesn't count.
It's got to be 1 pitcher, 9 innings.
That's a no-hitter.
That is a no-hitter.
We went to a baseball card shop in Florida. I got to tell you, the Rays talk, I couldn't believe it. Like, I'm sitting there like, these people actually do care, at least the people in the card shop. I mean, they were all up in it. Now, this wasn't the day of the no-hitter, because they would have been talking about that.
Right.
But it was very interesting.
What town?
I don't know what town we were in, actually.
A baseball card collecting. How do those things survive? I always wonder when I go.
It's huge right now.
It is?
Huge. Yes. Absolutely huge. Man, their place was packed. When we got there, place opened at 11. We got there at 11:05. There were like 12 people in there. It was small, but the place was jammed.
I saw a sign when I told you I went to Target where everybody was wearing masks. The Target used to sell these trading cards.
They don't anymore.
Yeah. They have a big sign on their doors. I guess people were going nuts, and they were just lining up and tearing into cards and going crazy.
Well,
and disturbing.
People were trying to find out and figuring out when the deliveries came. And then they were, I don't want to say storming the store. That's not true.
Yeah,
but they were getting there to make sure they got the packs and the cases of them.
They were disrupting the Target shopper.
Yeah, I could see that.
Didn't want to get cards.
Baseball, I don't know how and when this began, but baseball cards have become very, very popular.
Again. I think Monzo started it on his Twitter.
He didn't start it. No. He didn't. Gary V started it.
Go right.
He's
right.
The one that really got everybody into it. And nothing rude, but Monzo does everything. Like, if Gary V told Monzo or told his people to jump off the George Washington Bridge, Monzo might be the first one up there. Like, he listens to everything the guy tells you online. So when he said get into the baseball cards, Monzo jumped in head first. He's doing well with it, too.
Yeah.
Doing very well with it.
I know. When I first heard Gary Vee talking about baseball, different cards, basketball cards in particular, I was like, this guy's nuts.
He's doing quite well.
I guess he's doing all right for himself. Jerry, there's a Baltimore rookie named Ben Cleveland, Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
This is football that they're really touting as being 6'6", 357 pounds.
Mm, he's no Andre the Giant.
And he wears a 17... size 17 boot.
How big was Andre the Giant's foot?
I did look that up, Jerry. 22. Oof. He wore a 22.
22-inch? Wow.
Yeah. So this guy, the fact that they're talking about this guy, he squats 700 pounds. He wears a 17 size boot.
Was he a running back?
Huge package.
He's got a huge package.
I would think if you're that size, you have to, no?
You don't know that. I don't know.
Come on.
Like, I don't know about Andre the Giant.
Oh, stop.
Maybe he
huge banana.
Maybe he had not a huge banana.
It has to be. And I'm not just to be proportionate with your body.
Right.
Doesn't it?
You would think so.
Huge Ulakaka.
Got it.
Huge Ulakaka.
Right.
Yeah. So this guy, you know, big deal. You squat 700 pounds.
Big deal.
Big deal. You wear a size 17 boot. Big deal. You're 6'6" and 357 pounds. I know a guy, Jerry, who's 7'5", 525 pounds from Grenoble, France. Why didn't Andre the Giant play football?
I don't know, but I heard you do that with Seal last week, and I felt like he had no idea what the hell you were doing.
Like, how you tell me Andre the Giant could have been a great offensive lineman?
I guess he might have been able to, but he was from Grenoble, France. Maybe he didn't know about it,
right?
Or wasn't into it.
And then by the time, like, we knew about him, he was already
a pro wrestler. Yeah, that's how he got his... There's a lot of large... That's another thing I saw last week.
Large people?
Most of society are very big.
They're big.
So just because you're a big person doesn't mean that you can go play in the NFL.
Right.
I mean, you still have to have some sort of athletic ability. You know, could you imagine a slow-footed fat guy trying to block a defensive end?
Right.
Like a legit NFL defensive. You get run over or run by.
Yeah, but if Andre had those skills, imagine being a quarterback and Andre's on your blind side.
Mean? As long as he can move.
And that could have been the movie, The Blind Side, but with Andre.
I could be misremembering this, but I thought he had a tryout with someone, and like Jerry said, he could not move.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
I want to say it was the Niners, but not 100%.
It's a lot of agility. You need to be athletic, even at that size.
Right. And you don't think offensive linemen need to move fast because you think they're just backing up?
No, of course they do.
But you're right. And especially now with the defenders being slim and trim and muscular.
Yeah, well, and even a lot of the offensive linemen are not like they used to be. You know, if you remember back in, I'll take it to our time, the 80s and 90s, the offensive linemen were massive.
Yes.
And I'm not saying they aren't, but they're, I don't know, they're built a little bit differently. They work out more weight. So while they are large human beings, they're also stronger and more, I won't keep saying athletic, but they're more agile.
They're probably eating better, unfortunately. Oh,
well, I would think. Unfortunately, is that what you're saying? Well, I don't know about unfortunately. I think it's good for them.
I like my offensive linemen with big bellies.
What did Phil Simms say? He wants his offensive lineman thick.
Thick.
Right, with big bottoms.
Yeah, you need the thick guys that can move, though, like you said.
You have to be able to move. Otherwise, you can't play.
So this guy, this Ben Cleveland, probably can move at 6'6", 357.
Yeah, size I'm sure 17 he can. Boot. I'm sure he can.
Andre, if Andre put that size 22 boot in you, Jerry, you'd be in trouble.
I would say so.
Oh, he would just choke you out.
Imagine a leg whip from him.
Yeah, well, he could never get his leg up in the air, which is the bad
thing. No, but if you're a defensive end and he's playing left tackle, you're the right defensive end, and you use a little swim move to get to the outside, and he turns the other way and leg whips you, he might snap your shin in half. Think about that. That's like a tree trunk coming at you.
And Andre the Giant leg whip?
Yes.
He would snap you,
Jerry.
That
would be crazy.
I see. I feel like we keep hearing about this, the Washington football team, but now they officially have come out and said.
Now, why is this taking so long?
That they are going to have a new name and logo early next year. That's a done deal.
2022. So this year will be the Washington football team again.
Again.
And then for the 2022 season,
yes.
We'll have it figured out.
Yes. That they're going to rename it and all that stuff.
I don't care. WFT. Just leave it that. I like that.
I like that as well. I didn't like it in the beginning. I was like, this is stupid.
Because it looks the same colors. I like what they did with the helmet. It looks fine.
Right. It is fine.
I don't know why we're reinventing the wheel here.
Now, their quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick, said this, Jerry. I try to ooze confidence and hope it trickles down to young guys. That's what I do here.
No, you don't.
I ooze confidence and hope that it trickles down to the young producers.
Ooze confidence?
Yeah.
I don't know that you do that.
I walk around just oozing confidence.
No, not really.
You young guys pick it up on my confidence ooze?
You ooze judgmental tendencies is what you ooze. That's what you ooze.
I do ooze judgments other human beings. That's
yes,
true.
Yes, you do. But right. Listen, to each his own.
To each his own, Jerry. I'm going to try to ooze. That's going to be my new thing going forward. Ooze confidence and hope it trickles. This is what I'm going to show the new program director, Spike. He's going to look and go, there's a guy who oozes confidence and it trickles down.
Spike, just so you know, as soon as you turn around, he's going to have a comment about you.
Not true.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Have you talked to him yet? Because the first time he tried, he's like, I'm out.
I got to go out on my dog. As you know, Jerry, I've been in my new condo for just over a year now, and it's already worth more than I paid for it. Mm-hmm. It's worth more in just a year's time. So stop paying rent and build equity with Kearny Bank. They make the entire mortgage process very easy. Visit kearnybank.com/mortgages to learn more. Rates are still low, and you don't need to put down 20%. Go with Kearny Bank. That's kearnybank.com/mortgages. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
All right, quick break. We'll come back and wrap it up in just a moment. Get you to Boomer and Geo right now on Odyssey Sports Minute with Amy Lawrence. Victories keep piling up for the Joker.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, welcome back real quick. Mets and Yankees blew chunks late yesterday. They both lost. What else, Al?
Warm-up show brought to you by Kearny Bank, your bank for today. For tomorrow, visit kearnybank.com for details. Jerry, you are not the only Heimlich maneuver saving person in the building.
In the building?
That's
who
right.
Who else?
I just got
Is Mr. Ross here?
I just got an article from the Philadelphia Inquirer dated January 28th, 2014. Spike Eskin, our new boss.
Someone wrote about it?
Heimlicked Angelo Cataldi.
How come no one wrote about me?
I don't know why anyone wouldn't write about you, Jerry. This was published in 2014.
Well,
so
good for him.
7 years ago.
You know what that means? Icebreaker.
Oh, how did you Heimlich?
I hear you're a hero.
I hear you're a Heimlich
so
hero. Same.
Well, we'll see. When he comes in later, I'll ask him about it.
So that's good news for all of us here at WFAN, especially in the morning, that there are two people who have experience in saving lives via the Heimlich maneuver.
All right.
So if you're not around, Jerry, Spike's
that
got
said,
us.
Let's hope no one chokes on a bagel.
Right.
Or a chicken cutlet, as I was reminded by
Yeah, it was a
Tom.
Chicken cutlet. Yeah. So, hot dog, more embarrassing to choke on than a chicken cutlet.
Do you like Vienna sausage?
I do not, no.
No. Does anybody here like Vienna sausage?
I bet...
Boomer, you a sausage guy? The Vienna sausage?
No, Boomer's not eating meat out of a
can. In a can?
No. Sorry, Jerry.
But I guarantee if you put Vienna sausage in a can...
Someone would eat it.
Outside in the newsroom, it'd be gone.
All right, if I bring in Vienna sausage...
Yes. Experiment.
Oh, that's got to start at 8 a.m., though,
yeah.
For people to come in.
Correct. You put
By
it
the
out
time
there at
we
8
leave, we put 9 cans out
meat
there. How
the
many
can.
Are left?
Listen for your chance to score Yanks Mariners tickets
meat
for
Yankees
matchup today until 5 p.m. It's meat a Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz on The Fan.